Look, I'm just going to start out this way. It seems like forever ago we played a game. I thought the guys came out and fought hard, happy to get the win. A little disappointed again of the way it ended. Was really excited about possibly seeing a six up there at the end of the game, but that didn't happen. But we did win the football game, and we were happy about that. So having said that, I will open it up.
The disparity between the rush defense and the pass defense, I mean, I'm sure on one hand you can be thrilled with the way you've played so far against the run, but then against the pass when you see the yardage numbers. I mean, is that part of the process of being able to?
I don't know if I call it part of the process. I mean, that's not really the plan to have it go. I will be truthful with you. I haven't looked at any numbers. I'm not a stat guy. I don't do it. I don't do it on purpose. I don't do it when I think they're good. I try not to do it when I have a feeling they're not so good. My sense is we've played pretty good against the run statistically, and I know that the one thing I look at the end of the games is the total yardage, and I know a lot of that happens to be pass yardage. Look, we just got to continue doing what we're doing. What we're trying to do is win the game. How best to say this? I think some of those yards at the end or that are added, we played two really good quarterbacks and a team that was a really good football team that ran the ball, and I thought, you know, Cousins threw the ball around pretty good too. We just need to finish some things. I think third down, if we could get off the field a little bit better on third down, I think some of that would change. I'm going round and round, and I'm not really answering your question. I know that.
Well, I didn't know
but but I hope I would hope that our pass defense gets better and we continue to play well, good run defense. I will say this. Sometimes I think it's more concerning when it's the other way. So I'm using that as a glass. Yeah, we don't even worry about the way it's been. But I think I'd be more concerned about that, and we'll keep focusing on it. Hopefully we'll get better. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Where do you view what you can sort of get out of Owe as a, you know, he's a rookie?
Yeah.
What kind of you saw his skills in training camp in the preseason?
Yeah.
What is sort of the you envision of
the first thing is a set of fresh legs, because really when you watch him out in practice, there's a difference. You know, he hasn't been out there because he's well rested, but we're gonna have to live with some growing pains. We can see that already in practice because he's not up to speed with some of the things we've been doing since he's been out. But yet, he's got some juice. I think he's a strong edge player. I think he can play tight ends well, so I hope that helps us in the run defense. And then certainly when we get to a throwing down, some of those third downs, I'm hopeful, we're all hopeful, that he can bring something in the pass rush.
Is he disciplined enough in the case of this week when you're going against a guy like Taylor who wants to tuck and run a little?
Yeah, well, we all got to be disciplined against him. I got a great deal of respect for Tyrod Taylor. I watched him for 2 years down in Baltimore give the Baltimore starting defense headaches every day, especially on Friday when it was a red zone day. And if he tucked it and put it in, he was getting in the end zone. He used to drive those guys nuts. He's a good football player. He's smart. He's going to be a challenge. But getting back to the discipline of pass rushing, we're all talking about that all week. It won't be just Owe. It'll be all four guys or five guys or six, however many we bring. And he challenges you that way, no question.
That was a point of emphasis in the summer, the tackling and the yards after contact.
Yeah.
What have you seen from those guys in that regard?
We need to be a little bit better in our yards after catch on a pass play. We've been pretty good with rushing yards after contact, which has been encouraging. And I think that's a reflection of the guys buying into, you know, relying on relentless and getting a lot of guys around the ball. I hope that continues. There was a preseason game when it was really bad because I remember throwing it up and putting it on the screen and having the guys look at it. But I think it's been relatively good. I know at least for the last 2 weeks. I can't remember the Dallas game, but that is an emphasis. Keep
just
emphasizing that.
Just from eyeballing it seems like the, you know, guys aren't breaking tackles and making,
yeah,
making big plays.
We've got some missed tackles,
numbers,
but from the standpoint of rushing yards after contact,
and yeah, or both. Yeah, I know you tallied them all up. It was like 1,507.
Oh, you were talking about when in the spring when we did the prior season. That was everything, though. That was yards after missed tackles, after missed sacks. If we dropped an interception,
okay,
and they had three more plays and got 15 yards, that was kind of all accumulated together. So it's hard to know what that is right now, but my sense is we're tackling the ball carrier, the runner, and getting them on the ground mostly when we make initial contact. yards after catch has not always been good, so we're not always tackling him at the completion point like we want to, and I think we need to improve in that. I'm not really sure where we'd be on the other things. I haven't studied that.
Since we last talked, Posey basically played two games for you.
Yeah.
What did you think about how he
impressed. I was very encouraged with the way Hose played. You know, he's one of those guys that is not afraid of a challenge. He accepted the challenge of last week getting up and pressing receivers and trying to keep him out of the game. He's one of those guys, which I'm encouraged by, that if he gets beat on a play, just comes right back and plays football. He's got some really good skills. I saw that way back in training camp and pulled him aside and said, if he just kept buying into the pressing part of it and what Coach Walton's been telling him, that I think he'd be a really good football player. And he showed that when he came out and played.
The physical part of it, really, what he needs to, you need to see more out of him to get to that next level or really be, you know, player.
Yeah, I mean, anybody that plays on the edge, you know, physicality is important. But I didn't see any non-physical out of him in the reps that he played. You know, I thought he attacked and played aggressive on wide receivers. I'm kind of focused on that right now because we really want those guys up pressing wideouts. And I thought he did a good job of that. I really did.
The usage of Beeson and Unga, was that dictated last game based on, you know, John just coming
back?
Yeah. Last
week it had a lot to do with that. We didn't want to make the mistake of, look, John hadn't played in a couple of games and had been sidelined for 3 weeks. It's hard to go right out there and play 60 plays. That coupled with the fact that Wani's played some good football. I mean, he's been around the ball. He's been very productive. And so we'll see where we're at the end of the week in this game. But it's nice to have two guys, you know, that can go in there and play. And it's not always bad. I like it when, you know, if you've got 22 guys active on defense for game day, I think it's always nice if all 22 can be involved somewhere.
Did it present challenges, though, with the middle backer, with communication?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, because, you know, Wani doesn't have the helmet on at that point. But I thought we worked through that pretty good.
Is the goal eventually to get John to 100%, or is that something you're still open to
the possibility
of rotating them long term?
Yeah, I mean, the goal is to get John to 100%. I mean, he's a good football player. He's our lead. I love him in front of the huddle. You know, you're talking about a rookie versus a 8-9 year vet. So there's some value there. But we'll just kind of play it by ear along the way. We'll see how each week goes. I know we need them all. I know we're going to need them all before it's all said and done.
How much of a challenge is Tyrod Taylor give your secondary because of his ability to run and throw?
Extends the down. Yeah. Well, anytime you're asked to, you know, cover guys longer than the 2.5 or the 3 or whatever it is normally, that's a challenge for the guys. So, you know, the way it pieces together is the guys up there rushing them, you know, have to have a pass rush plan, which we're developing right now, and we got to find a way to get to him. He's a tough tackle too. He's a strong guy. You know, people say he's not big, but Tyrod's really put together. Best athlete I've seen on a football field. Now, again, I watched him for 2 years. He was the best athlete on that team down there, and he just had fun playing. And now he's taken that into a starting role in Buffalo, and I'm happy for him. I don't want him to do too good this Sunday, but I'm happy for what he's been doing.
Did you say best athlete you've ever seen on the football team?
Well, you know, on that football team, which we know has a lot of good football players, but when you go out there and watch practice and when he'd, you know, be doing his deal playing, you'd say, wow, you know, it was evident that he could have done anything. I kept trying to get him to play safety and corner. I wanted to play him a corner every day. Pulling at him. He was smart enough to know he was a quarterback.
In years past, a lot of defensive coordinators would mirror or shadow a guy like that. I mean,
yeah.
Is that still done, or?
If you do it, I think it's a mix and match. You know, you pick your spots. I think you can still do it, but I'm not sure where we'll go with that. We might have a wrinkle of that, some extra pass rushes. You got to do a lot of different things.
Was it obvious to you every day down there that he was going to be a starting quarterback?
I kind of thought so. You know, you get in the right situation and somebody puts the right package together. I think Greg Roman's done a great job. It's been a great fit for them. It's obviously worked. He's a good football player.
Term that your guys bring up a lot is relentless.
Yeah.
To say that's, you know, really stressing to them. What does that mean to you when you get on the field? Like how does that translate to getting on the field?
Yeah, it's
doesn't is that how you sort of account for the turnovers you've created this year?
I think that's part of it. I mean, we talk about, you know, production's at the ball, so you got to get to the ball. You got to be relentless to the ball. It's unwavering. It's persistent. It's, you know, constant. It's, you know, it's got to be, you know, the guys have embraced it. It's got to be part of your thread and what you're doing. Every player has to buy into it. And I think right now that has happened. You know, we've been in football games and guys have continued to play all the way through four quarters. We haven't done as well at the end of the game, and that's for a lot of different reasons. But I think the defensive game, the you know, defensive game of football has to be played that way, especially in this day and age with the field is, you know, the game is so wide open, and athletic people like Buffalo has get out in the perimeter and out in space. You need a, you know, one guy tackling that athletic guy out in space is hard to do. You need everybody there. I think our D-line and linebackers have done a great job of that when the ball's out, turning and getting themselves to the.
How do you teach that?
We've been doing it every day in here, whether it's just a constant, you know, it's just a constant reminder. Really, what it comes back to is the guys buying in. And they bought in here, and they've continued to buy in, and I hope that continues to happen.